Happy New Year, everyone. We're in the roaring 20s, as a lot of people are saying. Before I get into my homily, I wanted to just point out some things that we're doing in the parish that I think all will benefit from. The first of which is that we started doing, I don't know how long ago, maybe a half year, a year ago, First Saturday devotions. And that's something that Our Lady of Fatima told St. Lucia and the others, the children of Fatima, was something that she really wanted us to do. And also it brings with it many promises too, indulgences that go with it. And so we actually put together, and I'm putting these back out again, but these are little First Saturday cards. They're the size of a business card, so they're easy to carry around in your wallet and that. But it's basically the first Saturday, second Saturday, and the five Saturdays here, and then check boxes next to it where you can check the date that you went, whether you went to confession, received Holy Communion, prayed the rosary, and had 15 minutes of meditations on the mysteries. So those are the things that they want, were asked to do on those first Saturdays. And so we're offering adoration from at the end of 8 o'clock Mass on Saturday mornings until the beginning of 4 p.m. Mass on Saturdays. So you're welcome to sign up to be in the door or just come when it's convenient for you. And then this is a little checkbox for you. We've got some of these in the back for you to pick up. We're heading into a new year. This is a great time for us to make those resolutions, right? And of course, what I've been asking us to do is let's resolve to become God strong. And I call it God strong for life. You know, I don't know about you, but I feel like we're heading toward a place where we may flip. We may come out of that culture of death into a culture of life. One of the evidence of that is so many pro-life judges that are being named right now. I think the country is becoming more and more pro-life. They're looking at science, right, more deeply, instead of ignoring science, and that this is a precious child in the mother's womb. And so we're becoming more and more, we can't deny this much longer, okay? So we're heading in that direction. So we need to pray like we've never prayed before. You know, we need to become God strong. We need to become full of God's grace, right? And so here we are, we're at the beginning of the year, and what better way to start the year than celebrating the solemnity of the Mother of God, a mother that just wants to hold us. I pray that you pray like I do every day. Throughout the day, I'll say, Mary, cover me in your mantle. You know, I don't think we're supposed to be beaten up by the devil. Okay, a lot of people, you know, victim soul or whatever they want to call it. No, I think that we're supposed to move out. And God is going to make every way straight. And he's going to fill in the valleys and bring down the mountains and clear a path for us to move out and do the missions God is calling us to. And we have an advocate. We have a beautiful, wonderful gift in the Mother of God who covers us in her mantle. I always say, Jesus, keep me as the apple of your eye. You know, hide me under the shadow of your wing. Mary, cover me in your mantle. You know, keep me as the apple of your eye and hide me under the shadow of your wing. That's from my favorite psalm, Psalm 63, that I pray in the office very often. And I just urge you to go and look at that beautiful, beautiful song. He reaches out his right hand, you know, for us. It's like we're drowning. He grabs hold of us. He says, no, not under my watch. I got you. Okay, I got you. See, this is the way that God wants us to move out in mission. Okay? And so here we are at the beginning of the year, and these beautiful readings that we have, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. My brothers and sisters, my family, pray with faith, hope, and love. Because God wants that precious peace for all of us. Mary wants that precious peace for all of us. All we need do, okay, is say yes as Mary instructed us. Behold on the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your will. Do whatever he tells you, she said at the wedding at Cana when she exposed her son for the first time. Do whatever he tells you. And the bland life, you water, right? The bland life turns into a delicious wine. We become inebriated by the Holy Spirit when we open ourselves up and do whatever he tells you. We want that peace. We do, don't we? We want that peace. All we need do is be obedient. And it comes. And when we become obedient, he can trust us. He can give us the missions he wants. Because we're not going to betray him, right? We're not going to make him look bad, right? We're going to be in lockstep with him. And so he can set us out as an example. Set us out as ambassadors of Christ's love, of the warmth of the Mother of God, when we just say yes, as Mary taught us. I pray that you have that peace in the year 2020. Listen, it's going to be a challenging year. There's no doubt about that. We're heading into one of the most stormy elections maybe in the history of civilization. Okay, so there's that. You know, our church has to face a lot of its inner demons. And we need to purify all that. So there's that. And so maybe at no other time in history, God needs saints. He needs us to be God strong. He needs us to be filled with his grace, filled with his peace. And so we bring that to the world, overflowing with God's grace. That's what he wants for us. That's what he asks of us. And that's what Mary holding us is leading us toward. So let's pray for that peace. It's not the elimination of challenges that brings peace. It's being able to face those challenges with confidence and trust in the power of God that we so long for, that we seek in every way as we become God strong, now filled with the Holy Spirit, embraced with Mother's arms. We can do what God intended us to do. Today, we're going to pray a prayer together. Veni Creator Spiritus. Come, Holy Ghost. Veni Spiritus. I can't remember it. Bring it over here, gentlemen, right in that book. It's the first few lines that I want to highlight for all of you. I was right in the first place. I don't know why I doubted myself. Veni Creator Spiritus, come Holy Ghost, Creator blessed, and in our hearts, in our souls, take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid, and fill the hearts which thou hast made. What if that was our only prayer for all of 2020, maybe for the rest of our lives? Just come in. Bless us. Bless us. Fill our souls. Fill our souls with grace. Use me, Lord. I trust you, so now you can trust me. Give me the missions, we say to ourselves. Send me. Send me. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now let us kneel and pray our Veni Creator Spiritus.